ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to present to you the man that God has mightily anointed with a miracle ministry, with a sermon designed to bring help, blessing, and deliverance to you, God's man of faith and power, Reverend A.A. Allen.
Glory to God.
Plants of our cities have turned out their last finished work. When the merchants have sold their last yard of silk and have dismissed the last hired clerk. And when the banks have raked in their last dollar and it paid the last dividend, and when the judge of the earth says close for the night, and when he asks for a balance, what then? Are you listening to me? When he asks for a balance, what then? From Revelation 20:12. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. The books were opened, and another book were opened. And you're going to be there when the books are opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged out of the book, according to the things which were written in the book, according to their works. From Daniel 7:10, the scripture says, a fiery stream issued forth before him. Thousands ministered unto him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened, which is a picture of the judgment. You're going to be there. Every one of you under this canvas cathedral are going to be there. Every one of you in your home, listen to me, you're going to be there. As sure as you watch this telecast, you're going to stand before God. That book's going to be open. Every one of you are going to be judged according to the things that's written in the book. It's time you find out what's in this book. It's time you read it every morning before you go to work. It's time you read it every night before you go to bed. This is the book that's going to be open when you stand before him. You can call the dentist, cancel your appointment. You can call the physician, the surgeon, your friend, your neighbor, cancel your appointment. But this is one appointment you can't cancel. You're going to be there. They're going to be separated from the right to the left as sheep and goats. You better get ready. It's going to slip the scales under every one of you. Without Christ, you'll tip the balances to hell. But with Christ in the scales with you, you'll tip them to heaven. I'm not talking to you about church membership. I'm not talking to you about water baptism. I believe in it. It's a part. But without a born-again experience and without having your sins blotted out, being cleansed by the blood of Jesus, you are lost forever when you stand before God. God's going to separate them from the right to left, the sheep and goats. Them on the right are going to have a blessing, but those on the left, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I know you're not. Don't tell me you won't be there. Every one of you, sir, in your home are going to stand before him. You're going to hear him say, well done. And depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Everybody breathe it under this tent, say amen. Say it again. And when the
choir has sung its last anthem. When the preacher has made his last prayer, and when the people have heard their last sermon, and when the sound has died out on the air, and when the Bible lays closed on the altar, when the pews are all empty of men, and when each one stands facing his record, and when the great book is open, what then? And when the trumpet of ages has sounded, clock-ticking pleasures have vanished, gone out in the darkness again, and when the trumpet of ages has sounded, trumpets of ages have sounded, and when we stand up before him, with me, everyone. Every head bowed. Every person under this canvas tonight, bow your head with me. You there in your home, bow your head. Jesus tonight, save every sinner under this tent. Every mother's boy, every daughter's that hears this sermon tonight that have watched this telecast. Save everyone. Don't let a person go to hell that have watched this telecast tonight. But save everyone in Jesus' name. For the glory of God, Lord, I ask. Do it now. While your heads are bowed. While your heads are bowed, do what I tell you.